堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
Everyone, I'm Wei Wei. Welcome to the Business English Conversation Program.今天我们要继续参加电脑平面造型设计师 Height 先生和咨询顾问 Tate 女士的会谈。上一次他俩谈起 Height 先生该把网址设计作为事业发展的方向，但是 Height 先生对于在新技术领域做投资有顾虑，因为这个领域是瞬息万变的。就拿电话来说吧，有几种以前少有的电话如今已经成了必不可少的办公设备，其中之一是 Multi-Line Phone。 Multi 拼作 M-U-L-T-I， 意思是多的，所以 Multi-Line 是多线路，而 Multi-Line Phone 就是多线路电话。第二是 Beeper， B-E-E-P-E-R， Beeper， Beeper 是传呼机，俗称 BB 机。第三是 Cell Phone， Cell 拼作 C-E-L-L， Cell Phone 是手提电话机，简称手机。好，我们接着听他们的谈话，请边听边想这个问题， Hyde 先生对技术有什么看法？
Mr. Hyde, you're worried about making more of an investment.
Especially investing in computers. The technology changes so rapidly.
And you have to change with it.
When I started, I had one simple phone. One single line phone.
Life was simpler then.
That was only last year. Now I have a multi-line phone, a beeper, and a cell phone.
No email?
Of course email. And voicemail, and fax.
You should be used to changing technology.
I can't keep up with the changes. They happen too fast.
So 是个常用词。刚才 Hyde 先生这样说。
The technology changes so rapidly.
这句话里的 so 是副词，用来加强语气，解释如此的。有时候 so 也可以作为连词，相当于那么，例如在下面几句话里。
So you want to get into web design?
It's the logical next step.
So you need to invest in personnel?
I need skilled designers.
还有个普遍应用的连词是 and， 常用来把对方的话或者想法补充完整，例如刚才咨询顾问听到 Hyde 先生说新技术在如此迅速的发展，马上接口这样说。
And you have to change with it.
Hyde 先生随即具体说明自己已经做出改变来适应技术发展的需要。我们再听一次，在他的电脑平面造型设计事业刚开张的时候，他有什么样的办公设备？
When I started, I had one simple phone.One single line phone.
当初他只有一架单线电话，而如今的办公场所都装上了多线路电话了。过去的业务管理没有今天那么复杂，其实从前人们的生活也比现在简单。再听听咨询顾问是怎么评论的。
Life was simpler then.
他说，当年的日子来得简单。他是半开玩笑半认真地说这话的。因为 life was simpler 这句感慨多半指比较遥远的过去，然而 Hyde 先生说到的简单的过去可一点也不远，只是去年而已。我们再听一遍，从去年到现在他增添了哪些办公设备。
Life was simpler then.
That was only last year. Now I have a multi-line phone, a beeper, and a cell phone.
现在他用上了多线路电话、BB 机和手提电话。咨询顾问紧跟着问他有没有 email。email 就是 electronic mail， 是通过电脑传送的电子邮件。我们再听一遍咨询顾问是怎么问的。
No email？
他这样问是因为想必 Hyde 先生有 email， 这也是口语化的问法。要是用正式的语言就这样说了。
Don't you have email?
Hyde 先生果然有 email， 他还有话音信箱和传真机。话音信箱是 voicemail， 传真机简称为 fax， F-A-X， fax。我们再听一遍 Hyde 先生的话。
Of course email, and voicemail and fax.
听他这么说，咨询顾问就想当然地认为他已经适应技术的不断更新了。他这样说
You should be used to changing technology.
Hyde 先生究竟有没有适应技术更新呢？我们再听听他是怎么回答的。
I can't keep up with the changes. Technology changes too fast.
他的话里有习惯用于 keep up with，意思是跟上进度或者跟上发展的速度。听来 Hyde 先生跟不上技术的快速变化。让我们再听一遍他俩刚才的谈话，请边听边试着回答这个问题。 Hyde 先生对技术有什么看法？
Mr. Hyde, you're worried about making more of an investment.
Especially investing in computers. The technology changes so rapidly.
And you have to change with it.
When I started, I had one simple phone. One single line phone.
Life was simpler then.
That was only last year. Now I have a multi-line phone, a beeper, and a cell phone.
No email?
Of course email. And voicemail. And fax.
You should be used to changing technology.
I can't keep up with the changes. They happen too fast.
现在请大家听到问题以后，在停顿的时间里马上回答，然后对照一下我们说的答案。
What does Mr. Hyde think about technology?
It changes rapidly. It changes too fast.
Hyde 先生继续和咨询顾问讨论他的业务发展。他俩一致认为新技术改变了开展业务的方式。他们特别注意到如今几乎没有什么非营业时间了。停止营业的时间或者停工时间用英文表达是 downtime。 Hyde 先生有了手机，顾客随时随地都能够用电话和他联系。但是让 Hyde 先生吃惊的是，咨询顾问竟然建议他关掉手机，这一来顾客们岂不是联系不上他了吗？好，我们继续听他俩的讨论，请边听边思考这个问题。 Hyde 先生是怎么跟顾客保持联系的？
Technology has really changed the way we do business.
I know. With today's technology, there's no downtime.
Do you stay in touch with the office all the time?
My clients can reach me anywhere by cell phone.
So, if they can get in touch any time, your office is always open.
As I said, no downtime.
You could turn off your cell phone.
What? How would my clients get hold of me?
咨询顾问说，技术改变了业务运作方式。他使用了 really 这个词来强调他的这个看法确实无疑。而 Hyde 先生也同意他的看法。我们再听一遍他俩的对答。
Technology really changed the way we do business.
I know. With today's technology, there's no downtime.
I know 用来表示同意。这里 Hyde 先生是同意技术改变业务运作这个观点。他还用了 today 这个词的所有格 today's， 意思是当前的或者今天的。 downtime 这个词指不工作的时间，办公室的 downtime 是不办公的时间，工厂的 downtime 则是停工时间。人也会有 downtime， 指的当然是休息时间。咨询顾问随即问 Hyde 先生是否一直跟办公室保持联系呢？他用短语 stay in touch with 来表示和什么什么保持联系。我们再听一遍他说的这句话。
Do you stay in touch with the office all the time?
My clients can reach me anywhere by cell phone.
Hyde 先生说，自从他有了手机，无论他在哪儿，顾客都能跟他通话。这里他用了 reach 这个词来指联系上他。而咨询顾问接过去说，要是顾客随时都能跟他联系，那他的办公室等于始终开着。他用 get in touch with表示跟什么取得联系，意思相当于 reach。 我们再听一遍他俩说的这几句话。
Do you stay in touch with the office all the time?
My clients can reach me anywhere by cell phone.
So, if they can get in touch any time, your office is always open.
Hyde 先生承认随时都能用电话找到他，他没有不办公的时间。他这样说，
As I said, no downtime.
他用我们上次学到的 as I said 来重提刚才说过的事儿。咨询顾问接着建议 Hyde 先生把手机关掉。 Hyde 先生听到这个提议感到很惊讶，因为这一来他的顾客们怎么才能跟他取得联系呢？他这样问，
What? How would my clients get hold of me?
他说 What?是个省略问句，其实他是在问 What did you say? What was that? 表示他简直不敢相信自己的耳朵，显然他希望顾客随时都能跟他联系。按照他在这儿的说法就是 Get hold of me。 我们今天学到了几种不同的方式来表达类似的意思，联系 Get hold of Reach Get in touch with和 stay in touch with。 get hold of get in touch with 和 reach 意思都是取得联系，而 stay in touch with 意思是保持联系。现在我们再听一遍他们刚才的这段谈话，边听边试着回答这个问题。 Hyde 先生怎样和顾客保持联系？
Technology has really changed the way we do business.
I know. With today's technology, there's no downtime.
Do you stay in touch with the office all the time?
My clients can reach me anywhere by cell phone.
So, if they can get in touch any time, your office is always open.
As I said, no downtime.
You could turn off your cell phone.
What? How would my clients get hold of me?
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后对照一下我们提供的答案。
How does Mr. Hyde stay in touch?
With a cell phone.
咨询顾问继续和 Hyde 先生讨论他是怎么样使用电脑的。 Hyde 先生和他的顾客们联系是通过电脑互联网络，也就是因特网 Internet，拼法是 I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T Internet， 而电脑上网所借助的是 Modem M-O-D-E-M Modem， 也就是调制解调器。虽然他最近才买了速度比较快的 Modem， 但是咨询顾问对 modem 速度是不是够快没有把握，他建议 Hyde 先生直接连接因特网。好，我们继续听他俩的谈话，请大家边听边想这个问题。 Hyde 先生需要的是什么？
Your clients could always email you.
And they do. I have computer savvy clients.
Email is really convenient.All you need is a computer and a modem.
And a fast, reliable connection to the Internet.
Is your modem fast enough?
I had to get a faster modem to keep up.
Why don't you get a direct connection to the Internet?
One more thing to spend money on.
A direct Internet connection is a necessity for you.
A costly necessity.
Your
clients could always email you.
Hyde 先生同意 ，email 对顾客说来确实方便。顾客也已经在利用 email 来跟他联系了。他这样说
：“And they do. I have computer savvy clients.”
他用了 savvy 这个词，意思是有些顾客精通电脑。savvy 这个词的拼法是 savvy， savvy。这个词作为形容词，几乎总是跟在名词的后面，表示某人精于前面名词所指的事情或者行业。我们再听几个例子。
Miss Tate is computer savvy.
Mr. Hyde is design savvy.
Skilled designers need to be web savvy.
咨询顾问指出 ，email 很方便，方便或者便利，英文是 convenient， C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-T, convenient. 我们再听一遍他说的这句话。
Email is really convenient.
要使用 email, 你所需要的只是电脑和调制解调器。我们再听一次咨询顾问的话。
All you need is a computer and a modem.
All you need 表示你所需要的只是。请再听个例子。
All you need is powerful computers.
Hyde 先生补充说，除了 computer 和 modem 之外，跟 internet 有快速可靠的连接也是必要的。这里有个生词，可靠的，是 reliable， R-E-L-I-A-B-L-E， reliable， 连接是 connection， C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-O-N, connection. 我们再听一遍他的话。
And a fast, reliable connection to the Internet.
既快又可靠，是包括电脑设备在内的一切好设备的共同特点。而速度和可靠性，也正是一切电脑设备改进最频繁的两方面。提起快速连接 Internet,使咨询顾问想到 Hyde 先生使用的 modem 速度是不是合乎他的需要这个问题。实际上 Hyde 先生原来的 modem 不够快，所以他必须买一个比较快的，以便跟上速度。我们再听一遍他说的这句话。
I had to get a faster modem to keep up.
我们学过动词短语 keep up， 意思是跟上速度。如果后面有宾语的话，就加上 with，成为 keep up with， 例如在这句话里
，I can't keep up with the changes。
咨询顾问建议 Hyde 先生直接连接 Internet， 他用否定问句的形式来提出这个建议。虽然这是个问句，但是他并不期待对方回答，因为他提出的其实是建议。我们再听听这句话
：Why don't you get a direct connection to the Internet？
用问句形式提建议其实并不少见。我们再听几个例子。
Why don't you turn off your cell phone?
Why don't you design our website?
Why don't you make more of an investment?
现在，请大家一起来练习用问句提出建议。假定你是咨询顾问，请你在听到一个建议之后，以问句的形式来提出这条建议。然后对照下我们说的答案。好，我们一起来做。
You should turn off your cell phone.
Why don't you turn off your cell phone?
You should design our website.
Why don't you design our website?
You should make more of an investment.
Why don't you make more of an investment?
在我们回到他俩刚才的谈话中来，海德先生刚跟咨询顾问解释了要跟上电脑技术的快速发展有多难。咨询顾问马上就建议说，他需要快速的上 Internet。事实上，海德先生不久前刚买了速度比较快的 modem， 所以咨询顾问的建议正说明海德先生担心跟不上电脑技术的发展并不多余。尽管海德先生抱怨电脑的发展快得叫人跟不上，但是咨询顾问坚持自己的意思，只是他再次提出建议的方式更加直截了当了，说直接连接 Internet 对海德先生说来是必要的。我们再听一遍他的话。
A direct Internet connection is a necessity for you.
海德先生基本上同意有这个必要，但是他显然还有点牢骚，所以马上提出为了这个必要可得花昂贵的费用。我们再听一次他的话。
A costly necessity.
我们再听一遍他俩的谈话，边听边试着回答这个问题。海德先生需要的是什么？
Your clients could always email you.
And they do. I have computer savvy clients.
Email is really convenient. All you need is a computer and a modem.
And a fast, reliable connection to the Internet.
Is your modem fast enough?
I had to get a faster modem to keep up.
Why don't you get a direct connection to the Internet?
One more thing to spend money on.
A direct Internet connection is a necessity for you.
A costly necessity.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后对照一下我们的答案。
What is a necessity for Mr. Hyde?
A direct Internet connection is a necessity.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要聊的话题是问对方喜欢什么。好客的主人总是殷勤待客的，在客人到来的时候问他要不要喝点什么，这是常理。我们来听听主客间常有的两句对答。
Would you like something to drink? Coffee? Tea?
Coffee would be great.
当然主人可以根据自己有的东西而提供更多的选择。
Would you like something to drink? Coffee? Tea? Water? Soda?
Water would be fine.
可以用几种不同的方式来问别人喜欢什么。你可以用以 How about 开头的问句，再加上自己有的饮料来问。
How about something to drink? Tea? Coffee?
Tea, please.
你也可以用 Care for something 起头来问对方想要什么。
Care for something to drink? Water? Tea?
Water, thanks.
有时候我们听到人们先把供对方选择的东西都说出来，例如在上次的聊天时间里听到的那样。
We have coffee and tea. Which would you prefer?
Tea, please.
我们还可以用一些不同的方式表示同样的意思。
Which would you like?
Which do you want?
Which would you rather have?
Any preferences?
这一类的问话有些比较随便，例如
How about something to drink? Coffee? Tea?
但是有些比较正式，比方说
We have coffee and tea. Which would you rather have?
什么时候该用什么样的客套话其实也没有呆板的规定，最重要的还是待客的一番心意。你可以选用自己觉得顺口的一种表达方式来问对方喜欢什么。
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lockheed 邀请大家再来参加 Hyde 先生和咨询顾问的下次会面。听众朋友，这次的会谈时间就到这儿。我是伟伟，这次节目由 Dr. Lockheed 撰稿，伟伟改写，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。